Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his colleagues advanced civil rights for minorities, and how one pugnacious doctor learned to successfully treat leukemia in children even as the whole medical establishment ostracized him. We learn how Londoners managed to keep a stiff upper lip in the face of German bombings during World War II, how dyslexia sometimes leads to wild success, and how a brave Huguenot pastor saved the lives of thousands of Jews in Vichy, France. As is characteristic of Gladwell's work, David and Goliath is inspiring, well-written, and easy to read. It is thought-provoking and forces the reader to question basic assumptions, such as the assumption that going to an Ivy League school is more likely to lead to success than going to a public university. Outsiders, Gladwell explains through the book, often have greater insight and therefore a greater freedom to innovate than those who follow mainstream thought. However, also like Gladwell's other books, David and Goliath has attracted its fair share of criticism. For example, at 2 points in the book's section on desirable difficulties, Gladwell makes passing reference to the fact that prison inmates suffer from the same desirable difficulty as those who are remarkably successful. The first instance is dyslexia. The second instance is losing a parent at an early age. Briefly, rather than exploring these facts in more detail, Gladwell only mentions them briefly in single sentences. The reader is given the impression that Gladwell